13. Eli Kraft goes in a lane, and this one's in for two. Eli Kraft with 13. Back to four. Back to a six-point game, 43-37, 4:58 left in the fourth quarter. USA on top. Hayden Ewald goes in a lane, and he is fouled on the floor. So this will be the sixth team foul on Harbor Beach. Both teams in the bonus now from the rest of the way out. USA ball underneath their own hoop. It's the foul against number 20, Eli Kraft, his second. And they throw this one into the backcourt. Aaron Sines has to chase it down from DeSimpler. And DeSimpler gets it back in the left wing. 4:48 left in the fourth. Six-point game, 43-37. Ewald, left elbow, back to DeSimpler. Dribbling, back to the top of the key. Returns back to the left wing now. And retreats back to the top of the key. Brennan Ballard now with it, 23 feet from the hoop. Over to Simpler, and they're trying to do a pick and roll. Colin Cook keeping his distance as Nick Hessling's back in for Harbor Beach, and they take a three from DeSimpler. This one's no good. Sines gets it, and it was stripped away by Colin Cook. Could have been a jump ball, none called. Eli Kraft with it, trailing by six, 4:12 left. He goes into the lane. This one's tipped by Brennan Ballard, and no good, and it goes out of bounds. And they say Eli Kraft got a handle on it and off the knee of Hayden Ewald. So Harbor Beach, after all those certain events, Harbor Beach gets the ball back underneath the road hoop.
With 4 minutes to go, this is exactly the time that Eli Kraft has to take over for the Harbor Beach Pirates.
Into the corner to Austin Sells. Really couldn't hang on to it. Couldn't get a shot off. Cody Seaman over to right wing to Eli Kraft. He was tempted to take that three. Kraft now right wing back to Seaman. Over to Sells, left wing. Back up to Seaman. Eli Kraft really wants that three, drives in the lane instead, puts this one off the backboard, no good, rebound Ballard. Six-point game, USA on top, 43-37, 3:42 left in the fourth. DeSimpler right in front of us in the left corner on the left side of your radio. USA in their white jerseys, blue and red stripes down the sides, red lettering, blue numbers, red outline. USA now taking their time with 3.5 to play, leading by six. They're trying to send Zach Kramer wing to wing, trying to launch another three. He's been successful so far. He drives into the lane, picks up his dribble at the right elbow, and has to retreat back to Sines in the left corner. Nothing there. Now Hayden Ewald feeds it into Ballard in the left block, puts it up for two. Brendan Ballard now with 5 points in the fourth quarter for 19. It's an eight-point game. And we have a timeout called by Ron Rubel. It's going to be a full timeout on the WW Sports Network. 45-37, USA on top.
Hello, my name is Gerald Prill, and I'm a candidate for Huron County Circuit Court Judge. Please join me, my family, and my friends this Thursday, March 13th, from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Sebring VFW Hall. This year, Huron County will be selecting a new Circuit Court Judge, and I welcome the opportunity to speak with you about my experience and what I can bring to the Circuit Court. So please join me Thursday, March 13th at the Sebring VFW Hall from 4 until 7 p.m. Thank you.
Paid for by the committee to elect Gerald M. Prill, Circuit Court Judge.
Fellow citizens, do you know the American way? No, it's not baseball, apple pie, and Chevrolet. It's to sue. Never work another day in your life and make someone else as miserable for the rest of their life. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you, as a fellow American, I am not proud of this fact, but have a plan of action. Prepare yourself from this unpatriotic exercise and have the proper coverage with a true American, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Protect your future. I'm Clark Ramsey, and I approve this message.
Out of the timeout, Harbor Beach inbound to Callum Cook underneath the hoop. He let this one fly underneath the hoop, and he's fouled by Brennan Ballard, his second. Ryan Brown listening to the USA huddle at the court at the timeout.
Well, the main focus coming out of the timeout was no silly fouls, and what just happened was a silly foul by USA. So Coach Gainsford talked to his guys. He doesn't want any fouls going down the stretch to put Harbor Beach at the free throw line for free buckets.
First free throw from Callum Cook, no good. Second one, that one is good. Now a seven-point game, 45-38. Harbor Beach now applying some pressure. As Colin Cook gets in front of Brendan Ballard and tips this one out of bounds. Good heads-up play there by the defense. And USA ball underneath their own hoop, left side of your radio. 45-38 USA over Harbor Beach, 2:51. Both coaches shouting to their team instructions. Aaron Sines, right wing, into the corner. Zach Kramer pulls up for three. They try and feed it down to Brendan Ballard. And as they push, and the foul is against Colin Cook. They say Colin Cook pushed Brendan Ballard on the feed to him. So that'll be the third foul against Colin Cook. Seventh team for Harbor Beach. Sending to the line, Brendan Ballard for 1-1. 45-38. First free throw, no good. Rebound, Ballard gets himself, and he launches this one in the floater, and it's good for two. That's one way to do it. It's 47-38, a 9-point lead for USA. As the shot from Harbor Beach, no good. Rebound, Josh Shelke puts this one up, and this one's in for two. Josh Shelke with 13, now is back to a 7-point game. As USA having trouble with the pressure, and now we have a whistle and a foul against Cody Seaman. He can't believe the call. It's the eighth team foul against Harbor Beach. And the fourth against Seaman. And 1-1 setting Hayden Ewald to the line for 1-1. He has not attempted a free throw yet of the night. He has 2 points.
That would be a correction on that. It would be Cody Seaman's first foul.
First foul, okay. Who am I looking at? Colin Cook, excuse me. So that's the first for Cody Seaman. My apologies on that. First free throw's in. And so Ewald gets the second.
Ewald is the guy that you would not want to foul. He's roughly 83%, but he did miss that second shot.
And it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be a black ball 90 feet from Harbor Beach's hoop. Harbor Beach trails by 8, 48-40 with 2:21 left in the fourth quarter in the District 84 Championship in the MHSAA playoffs. Eli Kraft over to Cody Seaman, over to Josh Shelke in the corner. Back to Eli Kraft, left wing. Launches the NBA three, no good. Rebound, still loose. And it's going to be USA ball as the Simpler went after it out of bounds. 2:10 left in the fourth quarter. Sines in buying this one. And now we have a timeout called by Mark Gainforth, a full timeout on the WLW Sports Network. 48-40, USA by 8, 2:10 left.
High school sports are a great way for kids to stay in shape while also building teamwork skills necessary for life's challenges. However, for each benefit that sports gives, there also comes a risk. While Dr. Paul Skadden and nurse practitioner Brenda Kretschmer from Seaboeing Family Medicine encourage exercise and all high school activities, they would also like to remind all involved to practice safety as well.
This is Dr. Paul Skadden. Dehydration, overexertion, and gradual wear and tear on the body, especially the knees, wrists, and elbows, are just a few medical issues that may arise from sports. Encourage all athletes to drink lots of water, get plenty of sleep, and don't be afraid to take a break now and then. This will prevent a great deal of problems and allow athletes to play at their full potential.
This is Brenda Kretschmer, nurse practitioner from Seaboeing Family Medicine, here to say good luck to all area high school athletes and remember to play it safe.
Seaboeing Family Medicine, a division of Sure Healthcare Network. People you trust, caring for people you love.
Straight to Ryan Brown on the WLW Sports Network.
USA wants to avoid pressure, stay out of the corners, no silly turnovers. Unfortunately, that just happened, but Coach Gainsworth really wants his guys to take care of the ball going in the last 2 minutes.
And what happened there was USA inbounded it and went straight out of bounds. So Austin Seltz takes the three from the right corner. It's good. Austin Seltz with his second three of the night. Now it's a 5-point game, 48-43, USA by 5. On to the second pencil. The Simpler, left wing, top of the key against Seltz. Harbor Beach ratcheting up their defense here. Colin Cook gets in front of Brendan Ballard. He gets it up for two. Brendan Ballard pushes it back to a 7-point game. Colin Cook had good defense, but Ballard's too strong for him. And just like that, Brendan Ballard is called with the foul. As Eli Kraft went to the lane, Ballard is fired up. He is pounding the wall. can't believe it. He has to be careful here, otherwise he's going to be teed up.
That's third foul on Ballard.